And a welcome to Swiss America's Gold News Daily Podcast for Tuesday, April 6th, 2021. Today in the news, gold prices rose Tuesday, buoyed by concerns over inflation after President Joe Biden announced a $2 trillion-plus jobs plan last week, reports Reuters. The U.S. economy created the most jobs in 7 months in March as Americans got vaccinated and the government doled out additional pandemic relief money. Gold is seen as a hedge against rising inflation as the dollar loses its gain against other currencies. Well, the COVID relief bill that President Biden signed on March 11th weighed in at almost $2 trillion. It's all big and bold, and you can see it making a million possible messes, writes Peggy Noonan at Wall Street Journal. This is a whole lot of spending and taxing in the first 100 days. It's a big political gamble. The infrastructure bill, according to the White House, will include $621 billion for infrastructure, $400 billion to increase care for aging and disabled, $580 billion to boost manufacturing, and $300 billion for affordable housing. The plan to pay for all this is to raise taxes on corporate profits from 21 to 28% and corporate foreign earnings. Well, mortgage companies could face penalties if they don't take steps to prevent a deluge of foreclosures that threaten to hit the housing market later this year, a regulator told Bloomberg. To avoid what the Bureau called avoidable foreclosures, when the relief lapses, mortgage servicers should start reaching out to affected homeowners now to advise them on ways they can modify their loans. More than 2 million borrowers as of January had either postponed their payments or failed to make them for the last 3 months, the Bureau said. Well, the future of suburban shopping malls could look something more like a mini community with far fewer places to shop, reports CNBC. The U.S. mall owner Macerich announced Thursday it sold a major stake in Paradise Valley Mall in Phoenix for $100 million, a joint venture with an affiliate of the Phoenix-based company RED Development. Partners will convert the 92-acre site into a community with homes, offices, and a grocery store. America's malls have reached the end of their useful life, said Mark Toro, a managing partner in Atlanta of real estate developer North American Properties. Read more about it at SwissAmerica.com. This is Dave Bradshaw reporting for Swiss America's Gold News Daily Podcast. Until next time, remember, don't wait to buy gold and silver. It's a great day to do it today.